Dr. Michelle Arnold is with the healthcare organization Swedish. She describes the COVID-19 testing process as we watch a patient go through it at an outdoor clinic in Seattle.
It involves taking a sample from the back of the throat, but it's going through the nostril rather than through the mouth. So the swab is actually quite lengthy.
That's right. The swab snakes all the way through the nose to the back of the throat. This is called a nasopharyngeal swab. It takes 5 or 10 seconds, but it's enough to make a lot of people's eyes water.
So the distance from where your nose meets your face to where your ear meets your face, that's how far back it goes.
That's not only uncomfortable for the patient, it can be dangerous to the person administering the test.
It can sometimes trigger a cough or a sneeze, and because of that, we have to use a lot of caution to make sure that we're not putting ourselves and our other patients at risk.
At this outdoor clinic, healthcare workers are decked out in masks, face shields, goggles, and gowns. All of this is valuable personal protective equipment, or PPE, that healthcare workers are constantly worried about running out of. That's where the Everett Clinic comes in.
My name is Yuan Portu. I work at the Everett Clinic. I'm a physician, and I do a lot of COVID research in the last few months.
Dr. Yuan Portu has studied the flu for decades. But working in the Everett area, where the first novel coronavirus case in the country was diagnosed, he and his colleagues found themselves on the front lines of this new epidemic, trying to detect it. That meant a lot of testing and a lot of personal protective equipment.
Around the 11th of March, we were discussing our PPE burn rate, and it became very apparent that we did not have enough PPE for the long run. And so after that meeting that night on a Tuesday, I had gone home and thought about it and said, well, the only way we can change this is change the way we test people for COVID.
He wrote up a proposal that night for an experiment. By the next morning, he says, things were in motion. The Everett Clinic's parent company, United Health Group, got on board, and they tried a new method of collecting samples.
I said, well, if we could get the patient to test themselves, then the providers could stand back and watch and make sure it was done correctly. And if we could do that, we could save a lot of PPE.
Instead of that long swab going all the way through the face, the patients took a smaller swab, like a Q-tip, stuck it about an inch into one nostril, rubbed it around, then did the other nostril. It proved easier, quicker, and more comfortable than the old method. They tried it on 450 people.
So what the experiment showed was that the samples were just as accurate in making the diagnosis of COVID as if a nurse or a medical assistant obtained the sample using a nasopharyngeal swab.
Two showed the results to the Food and Drug Administration, which then changed its guidelines to allow self-swabbing for COVID-19. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention followed suit. Two spent the past couple weeks presenting his findings to public health officials in other parts of the state, where he says the new swabbing method is catching on. He says it's also being used in other parts of the country where United Health Group operates. Now he's on to a different problem. A shortage of swabs is one factor limiting the number of tests that can be done all over the country. Two is experimenting with different swabs to see if they can be used to resolve that shortage. Will James, KNKX News.